Barrhead. Hundreds participated in Barrhead's National Indigenous Peoples Day events, June 21. The day is for all Canadians to recognize and celebrate the unique heritage, diverse cultures and outstanding contributions of First Nations, Inuit and Métis peoples. Canadian Governor-General Roméo LeBlanc proclaimed the day, first named National Aboriginal Day, in 1996 as the result of years of consultations and statements of support for such a day made by various Indigenous groups. The day, organized by the Barrhead and Community Indigenous Committee with the help of Family Community Support Services, FCSS, began with the Walk of Reconciliation, starting from the town office down Main Street at roughly 11:30 a.m. with approximately 200 people participating, including students from Barrhead Elementary and Fort Assiniboine schools. It is about learning about the teachings of the Indigenous people and about how they lived, Robin Berard told the walkers before embarking. Berard is a Barrhead resident originally from Big Stone Cree Nation near Wabasca. But it is about the Indigenous people and this community. People from all nations are in this community, and I am glad this event has garnered so much support. Indigenous peoples are no longer at the back. We stand together, she said. Berard also said she was pleased so many young people attended. You are the future, Berard said. You are the ones that are going to end bullying and racism because you are learning and understand that if we both cut our fingers, we both bleed the same color. We are just one big family. After the walk, events moved to the Barrhead Agrena, where Alexis Nakota Sioux Nation and Alexander First Nation volunteers put on several cultural demonstrations and performances. Organizers also invited the public to participate in hands-on demonstrations, including multiple First Nations games and an Indigenous history walk. Also, as part of the six-hour event was an Indigenous craft fair. It is the second year the community has hosted such an event. Last year, it was much more of a subdued affair, with events consisting of a noon-hour walk down Main Street and a demonstration of Indigenous dancing and drumming along with a lunch of stew and bannock. About 50 people took part in the event. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.